And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 29th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the editor Robert Gottlieb, New York City, 1931. Read Jane Austen, Proust, George Eliot. As a young person, disliked the Russian novelists. He said, "I learned how to behave from Emma, not the brothers Karamazov." Went to work as an editorial assistant at Simon & Schuster, became editor-in-chief there, moved on to Knopf, then The New Yorker. Edited John Cheever, Margaret Drabble, Toni Morrison. He edited Joseph Heller and changed the name of the novel from Catch 18 to Catch 22. Gottlieb said, "That is my one immortal contribution to literature." Robert Gottlieb's advice to writers: get it done, do it now. Check, check, and check again. Stop thinking about writing and start typing. Just sit down and do it. His latest memoir is Avid Reader, A Life. It came out this year. It's the birthday of the Greek poet C.P. Kavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863. Lived in Egypt most of his life. When he was 29, got a job as a clerk in the irrigation service of the Ministry of Public Works and stayed in that job for 30 years, barely published during his lifetime. It's the birthday of Willie Nelson, born in Abbott, Texas, 1933, who wrote a song, Nightlife, when he was in his 20s, eventually sold over 30 million copies, but he only made $150 from it because he sold the copyright. And it was on this date in 1429, Joan of Arc led the French forces into the English-held city of Orléans. The Hundred Years' War had been going on for 92 years. She was a 17-year-old peasant girl who had heard voices telling her to take command of the French army. And she persuaded the French Prince Charles to give her armor and a banner and a sword. She set sail down the Loire River and led the charge in several battles with her banner flying proudly. The English retreated, and the Battle of Orléans was a turning point in the war. Charles was crowned Charles VII of France, with Joan of Arc kneeling at his feet, but when she was captured by the English, he did nothing to try to rescue her, and she was burned at the stake as a heretic on May 30th, 1431, convicted of witchcraft and heresy and cross-dressing, which was considered a form of heresy. Here's a poem for today by Donald Justice entitled On an Anniversary. 30 years and more go by in the blinking of an eye, and you are still the same as when first you took my name. Much the same blush now as then glimmers through the peach-pale skin. Time, but as with a glove, lightly touches you, my love. Stand with me a minute still while night climbs our little hill. Below, the lights of cars move, and overhead the stars. The estranging years that come and go. And we are home. Time joins us as a friend, and the evening has no end. On an Anniversary, a poem by Donald Justice from his collected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at PoetryMagazine.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.